Sunday morning, April 19, 2015, General Specific Commands.
We have to deal with some things in general before we start, which may seem general knowledge that you already know, but we have to establish it when we start looking at commands in general and specific, because they're all through the Bible. And if you're already aware of this, just have to bear with me. I'm just going to cover it. Because it gets rid of a whole lot of misunderstanding, which is prevalent. When you look at the very beginning, you had Adam and Eve that was created. Man was created. And during this time, during this age, so to speak, when we talk about dispensation and ages, man and God talked. God talked to the fathers during this time, during Adam and Eve. And during this time, it's known as the patriarchal age. Okay? Now, during this time, as it progresses, you have a man that the Bible starts looking at, Abram or Abraham, that branches off of this. Now, bear in mind that during this time, the patriarchal age is still going on. And they have a law to what they do. So there has never been a point in time that man has never been without law to God. They still worship God. They still sacrifice to God. This is the same as they did here. But in the Old Testament, what you have coming off is God directing concerning a particular man, Abraham. And with this man, Abraham, you have the law of Moses. And that law of Moses was peculiar only to Abraham and his descendants. Okay, someone would turn to Genesis, the 14th chapter, verse 13. Genesis 14:13. What does it say? See, Ellen, you got that?
The one who escaped came and told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the turf tree of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Abram, and they were allies with Abram.
The first mention of the word Hebrew is Genesis 14:13. And basically what Abraham or Abram was a descendant of Heber. And that's what it meant, Heber. He was a descendant of Heber. And so therefore he was a Heberite, or known as a Hebrew. Basically they were a nomadic tribe, which we know that God sent Abraham from Ur of Chaldea and sent him over to along Palestine there and Canaan and Egypt. And in doing that, with being a nomadic tribe, Heber basically means from beyond the river. Now, what river would it have been when it's talking about from beyond the river? Where did he come from? He came from Ur of Chaldea, which is way over here. Then you have the Jordan River, and then you have the land there of Palestine, Canaan, Egypt. And he was just known as, Heber was known as from beyond the river. And from that, you have this nomadic tribe, those that are wandering, of Hebrew. And from that word Hebrew, you get the descendants of Abram, or Abraham, or the descendants of Heber. They're Hebrews, or they're Jews. Okay? So this part up here is kind of known as anything other than the Jews is the Gentiles. Here you have the Jews or the descendants of Abraham. And then the descendants of Abraham, then you get into who? You get into Isaac, Jacob, okay? And whose name has changed to Israel?
Jacob.
So then you got the sons of Jacob are the sons of Israel. That is who? The Israelites. Okay? And during this time, they are under this law. Now, let's not get confused and say, well, we're no longer under the Old Testament. Okay? The Old Testament incorporates the law of Moses and the patriarchal law. Okay? The law of Moses, and therefore, the descendants of Abram, Abraham only, they were the ones that had to fulfill the requirements of that law. The Gentiles, those under the patriarchal age, did not have to fulfill this law. Okay? We understand that, right? They did not, the Gentiles up here did not have to fulfill that law. They weren't subject to that law. Now, there were some that came over and placed themselves under that law and placed themselves under the bondage of that law where they had to fulfill it. But this law was given basically to Abraham and his descendants, particularly Israel. Okay, to Jacob and his. So there you have the law of Moses. So when you come over, and what's important is, sometimes we see things in the law of Moses, sometimes we see things in the patriarchal age, sometimes these things are brought over into the law of Christ, which we equate with the New Testament. And so therefore we say, well, we're not under the New Testament, we're not under the Old Testament, but we're under the New Testament. What we're actually saying is, I'm not under the patriarchal law. I'm not under the Mosaic law. I'm under the law of Christ. There is value to the Old Testament. There is things that, some things that have been brought over from the Old Testament, from the law of Moses, or the patriarchal law. Some things have been brought over into the law of Christ. Okay? When you look at the two commandments, love God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your mind, love your neighbor as yourself, on that, those two commands hang what?
Love.
Hang what law? All those hang on the law of Moses. All those hang on the law and the prophets. So those were brought over except one. Okay? One was not brought over. And it's the Sabbath. Okay, that was not brought over. So I can't say, well, you know, there's certain things in the law of Moses that are not brought over in the New Testament. Now, they were done here, and the people had to follow it. And you need to bear this in mind when you're studying worship. Okay, it was for these people. Yes, there may have been singing. There was instrumental music here. Do we bring it over to here under the law of Christ? And we're going to see that when we look here in the Passover this morning and how it relates to the Lord's Supper, that there were certain requirements just for these people. Was the Passover for the Gentiles?
No.
Okay, we're going to see what the Passover was for. And it pertained to these people. It pertained to the Jews, the children of Israel. The Mosaic Law, they were responsible for that and fulfilling that. Okay? So we have to bear that in mind. And that's where a lot of confusion becomes and we're going to get into it when we look at this as far as, well, why did this come over? This thing in the Law of Moses, why did it come over? Why are we doing it over here? Why aren't we doing all of it? Okay? And that's what we're going to look at this morning.
And because it does involve general and specific commands. Okay? When you look at the Passover, Exodus, the 12th chapter. Now, set the stage or what was happening.
Where were the children of Israel? Where were they for 400 years? Okay, they were in Egypt in bondage. Okay? What is the Lord going to fix to do? What's Jehovah going to do to just the children of Israel? Okay, they were the only ones in bondage. Again, the patriarchal people, the Gentiles, were not in bondage. They were still populating the earth. They weren't the ones in bondage. In fact, the Gentiles, the Egyptians, had the children of Israel in bondage. And remember, the story of the Bible is concerning salvation or deliverance, and it has to do with God's plan of doing it all through Abraham and through that seed. Okay? So they're in bondage, been in bondage for 400 years. What's the Lord going to do? What's Jehovah going to do? He's going to deliver them from bondage. Okay? He's going to deliver them. How does He do it? How does he do it? How does he deliver them from bondage? What is the last plague? The death of the firstborn. That is how Jehovah redeemed his people. Now, you can go through a whole study of typology and see how all this applies. Here is Jehovah redeeming his people, buying them back, whatever he's redeeming them. And you can apply that in a spiritual sense of how God has redeemed us. And he has redeemed us through how? Same principle. Death. Death of the firstborn. Okay? So you have some, you know, here's the significance of the Old Testament. And looking at it, you see a lot of the New Testament, the things that's happening in the New, being explained and expanded upon and easier to understand as far as God's purpose of salvation through the Bible. But there you have the death of the firstborn. He went through, the death angel went through, those that weren't protected, which were told to do what they were to do, as far as the blood over the lintel, what happened? Their firstborn, no matter how old they were, did what? They were taken. There was a death. And with that, God redeemed the children of Israel. And what did Pharaoh do? He said, go. Get out, because of the grief that had happened. Because of the uproar of all the Egyptians against him, because of all their families. There wasn't any family that wasn't affected, except those that had the protection of the blood over the lintel. So Jehovah has redeemed his people. And then Jehovah says, here's what you do. And that's what the Passover is. Here is the specific command that God is giving. Who?
Israel.
Okay, the children of Israel. These are what you do. Okay, it's not everyone else. And it's the Passover.
And we're going to find, what are the general and specific commands in the Passover? The first thing we find in verse number 2 is
concerning the month. Concerning the month that this Passover was to take place. Now, remember what we said in the very beginning last week. What is it? What about general? Generally includes. Why does it include? Because what does specific do?
Exclude.
Why does specific exclude?
It tells exactly what.
It specifies. And we looked at that last week. It specifies. When we had the illustration of going and buying a loaf of bread, bread wasn't specified. I could buy any type of bread. What was specified? Bread. Not candy bar. Not popcorn. Not hot dogs. Not anything else. Bread was specified. I am to buy bread. It excludes everything else because it's specifically stated. Specifically. General. Bread is general in the sense that it can include any type. I can talk about it. Get bunny bread. Get Wonder bread. Whatever type of fried bread, nature's own bread, whatever bread I wanted I could get, as long as it was what?
Bread.
Okay, so here we find that the month is talked about in verse 2. And he said, this is going to be the beginning of months for them.
When they're coming out, he said, this is going to be the beginning of months. In Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, in verse 1, we find that this month, the Lord names it what?
Pardon? Amen.
So we have something here. Would you call that? This is the first of the beginning of months. Now in Numbers chapter 9, which we'll look at, it's called Ziv in that, Z-I-V. But here you have the month. And he says, this month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. In Exodus 12, verse 2. It's the beginning of months. Okay. Now, as I mentioned before in the very beginning of this study, you have to do cross-checking other places and putting everything together that you know. And when you put it all together to see what you know, then you get a clearer understanding of the passages. Turn to Joshua, the 5th chapter. Joshua, the fifth chapter, and verse 10. We have here, while the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plains of Jericho. The beginning of month. The evening of the 14th day of the month. How do we know which month? Has God said which month? In Exodus 12:2, what did He say? The first, this is going to be the first month, Abib. This is the day that you're going to do this on. So when you look at Joshua 5:10, we know which month it is, don't we? Could they just observe it anytime? Anywhere? No, they couldn't. It was the first month of the beginning of months. Numbers, the ninth chapter. Starting at verse 9, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, if any of you or your generation becomes unclean because of a dead person or is on a distant journey, he may, however, observe the Passover to the Lord. In the second month, on the 14th day at twilight, they shall observe it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Now, what do we find here? What do we find? Has this become specific?
I thought the Lord said on the first day of the month. On the first month, Abib. What does it say here? If I took just Exodus 12:2 and it's specific saying it's this month, the month of Abib is when it's done, and I hold to that, then what do I do with this other passage? What do I do with the passage of Numbers? I have to account for it, don't I? What does the passage in Numbers say? Under what stipulation?
If you're unclean.
Okay, if you're unclean. Okay, then I have to do what? If I'm unclean, then I do it on the second month. Now, can I just do it on any month that I want?
Okay, I can't do it on any month that I want. Okay, it either has to be the first or the second month, depending upon the situation. Okay? If I'm unclean, I can go to the second month. Is that general or specific? Okay, why is it specific?
Okay, it excludes all other months, does it not? When he gave the month for you, or the second month of the year, it excludes any other month. I can't do it the seventh month. I can't do it the eighth month.
So therefore, I know I've got to do this on the first month of the year of Abib. Okay, so that's specific. And you can see examples of this when you go to 2 Chronicles, the 30th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 30th chapter. Verses 2 and 3. For the king and his princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem had decided to celebrate the Passover. When were they going to celebrate it? In the second month. Okay. Since they could not celebrate it at that time, which time would that have been? The first month. So here's an illustration of where they were celebrating it, the Passover, in the second month because they couldn't do it the first month. Because why? Because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient numbers, nor had the people been gathered at Jerusalem because of uncleanness. When you look at the 29th chapter, verses 15 through 17, we can see that it involved the temple, the cleansing of the temple. They assembled their brothers, consecrated themselves, and went in to cleanse the house of the Lord according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord. So the priests went in to the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it and every unclean thing which they found in the temple of the Lord. They brought out to the court of the house of the Lord. Then the Levites received it to carry out to the Kidron Valley. Now they began the consecration on the first day of the first month. And on the eighth day of the month, they entered the porch of the Lord. Then they consecrated the house of the Lord in 8 days and finished when?
16th.
On the 16th day of the first month. Now, they went till the 16th day of the first month. They could not keep the Passover, as we find, because the Passover had a date. Not only a month, but a date. So it was unclean. And so they had to observe it the second month. So we see there, general and specific. Okay, it couldn't be any month. It had to be the month of Abib, the first of the month of the year. If you were unclean, then you were allowed to do it the second month to keep the Passover feast. Now, who did that the second month? Who did that the second month? The unclean had to keep it, correct? Because they hadn't kept it the first of the month, and it was a requirement by God. It was one of the three feasts that had to be done each year. Okay. Just an interesting thought. Why didn't everybody have to do it again? Why didn't everybody have to do it again? Okay. Those who were unclean by reason of something, they were unclean. They could take it the second month. Okay? Could I say, well, everybody here that took it the first month of Abib has to take it again?
No.
Then why in the world do people argue that you have to take the Lord's Supper again Sunday night? Everybody has to. Why? Nothing but to split the church. That's all it's about. If you take of it when you're commanded to, you fulfill it. We are told the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week. If I took it, I fulfilled my command. Same scenario. Same scenario. But it's a divisive tool. That's all it is. But that's for other thoughts. That's why this Old Testament is for our value. Is for our value. If I was unclean, I am to fulfill that responsibility on the second month. I'm given an opportunity by Jehovah. What could Jehovah say? But if you missed it the first of Abib, you've missed it. And it was a requirement that I had to do it. It was one of the three feasts that the Lord Jehovah required that I do it. And if he said, if you missed it, you missed it, then I am guilty of what? Plain and simple, I'm guilty of what? I'm guilty of sin. I'm guilty of not keeping the command of God. But there I see the mercy of God, and here's a second time that He's allowed that I can still fulfill that command by reason that I was unclean. Applies to the Lord's Supper. If not, why not? So, we see general and specific. The month has been specified. The first month, Abib, or by reason of being unclean, the second month. Okay? Now, there's more to it. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, and going back to Exodus, concerning the Passover. The Lord said to Moses, and this was His command that He was giving. In verse 3, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, what do we know about the day?
He says to do what?
Pardon?
Take the lamb. Okay, take the lamb on what day? Okay, on the day, what day? The 10th day. What were they supposed to do on the 10th day?
Take the lamb and do what? Okay, separate it, put it aside. On the 10th day, they're to take that lamb according to their father's household, a lamb for each household. He goes in and talks about if the household is too small and so forth, according to what they were going to be dividing on it. And in verse 6, he said to do what? You keep it until when?
Okay, you keep it until the 14th day. Sorry, marker doesn't work too well. But you keep it till the 14th day. So you keep it for 4 days.
Now this is a rule regarding the Passover. This applied to who?
Israel.
is to the children of Israel. You take it the 10th day, you set it aside, and you take it and you keep it until the 14th day. Then on the 14th day, what are they to do? In verse 6. Okay, to kill it. They were to kill the sacrifice. Do we see examples of that? Turn to Numbers, the 28th chapter. Numbers, the 28th chapter. As far as the day. Verse 16. Then on what day of the first month, does he say, shall be the Lord's Passover? The 14th day. So, 2 days specifically stated. The 10th day of Abib, you get your lamb. On the 14th day, it is to be killed. Okay? In that, Ezra, the 6th chapter. Turn to Ezra, the 6th chapter. In verse 19. What did the exiles do in verse 19? They observed something. What did they observe? The Passover. When did they observe it? On the 14th day of the first month. Okay. Is that general or specific, the day? 14th day. Is that general or specific? It's specific. It excludes everything else. I can't do it on the 15th day. I can't do it on the 16th day. I'm to kill it when? On the 14th day. What day am I supposed to put it? Oh, I forgot. I forgot. I need to put it up on the... This is the 12th day. I need to put it up. What specific day have I been told that I'm supposed to take it and put it up? The 10th day. I'm to prepare for that. Okay? It's specified. I can't choose the other day. Well, I was gone or I was this or whatever. I can't do that. Okay? On the 10th day, it's specified. You take your lamb, you put it up. On the 14th day, you kill it. Okay? Now, what else do we find in chapter 12? So far we found... As far as specific, what have we found so far as far as specific in looking at the Passover? The month?
The day?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Or maybe next week. What else do we find? The time. Is the time specific or general? Look at verse 6 of chapter 12 of Exodus. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation is to kill it when? Okay. Evening or twilight. One thing you need to understand about Jewish time on that. It was to sundown to sundown. That was their day. Dusk to the next dusk. So when you look at, say, in our time, an equivalent, when you look at the day Friday, in Jewish time, what would it have been? According to our time. Okay. It would have been Thursday at dusk to Friday at dusk. Okay? So, if the 14th day, what day would that be? 7 days. 7 days. What would the 14th day be in our day and time? The Sabbath. What day would that have been?
Saturday.
When would it start?
Friday.
And dusk to where? Saturday at dusk, okay? So that's how their time ran. So I'm told here that on the 14th day, at twilight.
Yeah.
Now, in order to figure out when twilight is, how long is twilight? In Jewish time, you had the first watch. That was from 6 to 9. Second watch, third watch, and fourth watch all through the night. Is all of that a twilight? Is that what twilight means? So you have to look at the Word, and this is what Bible study is. You have to look at the Word in other places that it's used, as far as twilight. Okay? King James says evening. The New American Standard says twilight. Literally, it means between the evenings. It means the period between sunset and darkness, twilight or dusk. The time of day immediately preceding and following the setting of the sun. Okay? Exodus, the 16th chapter, and verse 12. I have heard the grumblings of the son of Israel, Jehovah says. This was concerning their food. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. At twilight they would eat meat. When was that going to be? At what? At dusk they would eat. And in the morning they were going to eat what? They would eat bread. Okay? Look at Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. And the reason we've got to do all this, just to fill you in ahead of time, you may think, well, this is kind of silly. What does the Passover have to do with the Lord's Supper? The institution of the Lord's Supper was all based during this time and on the Passover. So that's why we're studying this Passover. Because certain things from the Passover were brought over and certain things weren't. Okay? If you take it literally, then I can say, well, why aren't we doing it on the 14th day? Why aren't we taking the Lord's Supper on the 14th day? Why aren't we taking the Lord's Supper at evening? Why are we taking it just once a year? Okay. Again, why are we not? Certain things were brought over from the law of Moses to the law of Christ, and certain things weren't. So we have to drop them. The Lord told us in His happenings what to do under His law. And He told us what to do under His law while He was taking the Passover. So that's why we're studying this in depth and detail and seeing what He brought over and what He did not bring over. And therefore, that's my basis on why I do what I do here this morning in the Lord's Supper. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, verses 4 through 6. For 7 days... no leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory, and none of the flesh which you sacrifice on the evening of the first day shall remain overnight until morning. You are not allowed to sacrifice the Passover in any of your towns which the Lord your God has given you, but at the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish His name, you will sacrifice the Passover in the evening at sunset, at the time that you came out of Egypt. All this was a memorial to them when they came out of Egypt. When was it to be done? At twilight. Which was that? The evening. What was it? Sunset. Okay. Dusk. So there you have it, all defined. Is it specific when I... could I take it in the morning?
No.
No. Okay. So it tells me when they came out of Egypt, when did they come out of Egypt? At evening. In the twilight. Okay? They were supposed to keep it then. That's when the death angel come through, and then they're released. Okay? General or specific as far as the time?
Specific.
At twilight. At evening. Okay? In verse 6, what does the King James have? New American Standard says, in the evening at sunset. What does King James have? Okay, and going down of the sun. Okay, so there you have twilight defined. So it is specific because it excludes any other time. We'll get into the type of sacrifice and everything next week. Any questions or comments? All right, thank you.